What's good, everyone? My name is Jacob Moses, community builder at Strongtowns, and welcome to It's the Little Things, a Strongtowns podcast where in each episode, we focus on a different action that you, the concerned citizen, the elected official, the city planner, can take to make your town stronger. This episode's action, serving on a citizen advisory committee. If you're unfamiliar with citizen advisory committees, these are groups of citizen stakeholders who help elected officials and city staff create formal plans for the city. These committees could help cities select bond items, create comprehensive plans, or in this instance, create a downtown area redevelopment plan. At Strongtowns, we encourage all of our strong citizens, readers and members who care about their place and want to do what they can to make it more financially resilient, to run for something, whether it's for council or a spot on a citizen advisory committee. That's why in this episode, you'll hear from Strongtowns member Ben Harrison about his recent experience serving on Lloydminster's Citizen Advisory Committee for the city's downtown area redevelopment plan. Ben encountered many of the joys and trials of serving on a citizen committee, such as sharing Strongtowns principles and working with city staff, and shares why you should consider running for something in your community as well, including how to pitch your vision to city staff, how to introduce Strongtowns principles to the conversation, and most important, how serving on a citizen advisory committee can help you feel closer to your community. Enjoy. Hey there, Ben. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. How's life in Lloydminster?
Well, you know, I think a lot of us are feeling like we are not getting the summer that we deserve. At least those of us who love kind of hot, sunny, you know, that kind of weather that settles in and doesn't go anywhere. And I think it's been a little bit more variable than at least I personally enjoy in the summer. But we always need a bit of rain.
I'm into that. Well, Ben, so excited to have you on the podcast. And I got to tell you, I think you are our first Canadian on the podcast. And it's a shame, but I'm hoping that this is a trend of, you know, maybe getting some more Canadians on the podcast to share their insights.
Yeah, you know, it's, I think, one of those things where I see a lot of kind of articles about urbanism. And even, you know, Strongtowns has been good to post articles that have related to certainly communities across North America, but have actually focused on Canadian communities. But yeah, it does do sometimes feel that I have to like throw out that here's the best practice, and it may be an American one, but it also applies to Canada. So the more that we can have kind of like representation from different communities, so that people feel comfortable kind of using those kind of ideas without it feeling like I'm using something that doesn't apply. Yeah, hopefully as part of being part of this conversation, we can do a little bit towards that initiative of, you know, saying, hey, these Strongtowns principles or actions really apply in a lot of different.
Yes, you're exactly right, Ben. We have a great conversation ahead discussing your experience sitting on the Citizen Advisory Committee for Lloydminster's Downtown Area Redevelopment Plan. And before we dive into it, Ben, first of all, at Strongtowns, I mean, we're super proud of you for choosing to do this. You know, we always encourage all of our readers and members, if you believe in this movement, go out and do something. You know, start a neighborhood association, run for council, sit on a city advisory committee, go out and partake in local government to try to create a stronger place wherever you're at. And in this example, you chose to sit as a citizen advisory committee for Lloydminster's Downtown Area Redevelopment Plan. Ben, for listeners who aren't familiar with what a Downtown Area Redevelopment Plan is or where citizens fit in this whole process, how would you explain what you've been doing for these past several months?
Well, we're at a place where I think there's a lot of interest from not only our city council, but also just in the general community to take some maybe bolder action to help move our downtown into a better, just a better economic situation. I think there's a lot of desire to see more activity and certainly more economic development taking place within that kind of neighborhood of our community. So this is a plan that we really are looking to develop so that over the next 10, 15 years, not only our city government have something that they can refer to, but hopefully regular citizens or people who are looking to do business in this part of our community can also kind of refer to this plan and get some ideas as well as some direction.
So where does the Citizen Advisory Committee fit in this process? So I imagine, you know, the city looks at downtown. As you mentioned, Ben, they want to be more financially productive, have some more economic development. So I imagine they start putting together a plan or maybe an outline. Where did you fit in this process, you and your peers that were sitting on this committee? Are you actually helped create this plan together? Are you more of a sounding board for city staff's ideas? What's that process like?
So for us, we were kind of in a period of transition where there was a business improvement district that kind of helped market and give some direction to downtown activities. And it had kind of moved to a place where, for different reasons, there is a sense that there might be an advantage in dissolving that group and moving some of the activities into the city government side of things. Gotcha. And so as part of that process or that transition, city council decided that they would be interested in hiring some consultants to work with city staff, certainly with us as the advisory committee, as well as take the opportunity over the last year or so to engage with stakeholders and the general public about their kind of goals and vision for our downtown. So this plan got put into motion, or the process of developing the plan got put into motion last summer, where they put out a call for interested property owners, business owners, people from the general public who might be from, say, an arts, culture, faith, Aboriginal kind of representatives, or just general members of the public who would like to be involved in advising on this process, if they could put forward their name to be involved on this committee.
So Ben, what inspired you to run? Like, have you sat on committees in the past and this was a no-brainer? You care about downtown Lloydminster and want to contribute your vision? Was this a new experience for you that you wanted to test out?
Well, it's funny. I was thinking about this kind of question earlier today, and I realized that for whatever reason in my life, I've always been an advocate for downtowns. I can remember even being a teenager, dragging my best friend. We'd go downtown and do our Christmas shopping for our families. Cool. And so for whatever reason, I've always just had this interest in how downtowns operate, what, you know, is good about them, what can be improved. And so when I moved to Lloydminster a few years ago, I was trying to learn as much as I could about our downtown. I eventually got invited to participate on a subcommittee with our business improvement district. And so when that was transitioning into the city taking more oversight for our downtown, and I heard that there was an opportunity to be involved in this committee, I decided that this would be well-placed opportunity for my interests, as well as some of the things that I've learned through following the Straw in Towns podcasts and articles, that this would be an opportunity for me to hopefully provide that perspective into the process.
Absolutely, Ben. And it's a great message and reminder for listeners who, you know, I'm with you, Ben. Like, I live downtown. I love my downtown. Despite not having, you know, a formal expertise or any formal training in planning or how cities work, like you, I feel like I have a pretty good understanding of what makes a successful downtown. And the beauty of these citizen advisory committees is that despite your expertise, it's a great opportunity just to go out and, you know, kind of share your insights with the public and share it with the council people.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to interact with city staff and with city council, and hopefully a way that's been very collaborative. and to just to sometimes even have opportunities to talk about the other things that are happening in the community that aren't necessarily related to our downtown. But for me as a Strong Towns member, I can say, hey, you know, I was reading this or I heard this perspective.
Yep.
And engage and take those opportunities to engage with these really influential people in our community.
Absolutely. So, Ben, I want to flash back to these first few meetings on the Citizen Advisory Committee. You, of course, have this great vision for downtown Lloydminster that you want to share with your peers on the board, with city staff. But, of course, you know, you're with other folk that have their own vision. What's it like working with different kinds of people that perhaps have different visions for their downtown and trying to find that rough consensus?
You know what? I think there is kind of a transition period, a period where I think I had to remind myself maybe to like step back and listen a little better.
Sure.
I think, you know, sometimes when you feel so strongly that, you know, things have to happen incrementally or that, you know, for me as someone who lives kind of like a car light lifestyle, I don't always have a full maybe empathy with people who are using their personal vehicle as kind of their primary mode of transportation. So when something like parking discussions come up, sometimes it is, it's definitely, I guess, a learning experience for myself as well as for others to how do we actually get to a place where we can we can understand each other's perspectives and concerns about these issues.
Yeah, Ben, that's a great point. And I imagine it is challenging at times because people have, you know, different values. It's easy for us. I know my partner and I here in Denton, we're car free. You're a car light in Lloydminster. It's easy for us to say, hey, you know, I can get around downtown without a car. No issue. But there's some people who, you know, maybe that's not the case for them. They still value having a vehicle, but also really enjoy going to the pubs or the barbershop or whatever kind of different spots or downtown. So that's some great insights to be able to work with others.
Oh yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's just a process of any team, right? Where you sometimes come in with different perspectives, but if you stay engaged with the process and, you know, try to work through it, I do have a lot of optimism that you can come together. And even if we still feel slightly differently about some of these issues, I think we're able to work together well as an advisory team. And I think the process has been for me.
So these first few meetings, Ben, does the city already have a pretty good idea of what they want this development plan to look like? Do they expect both city staff and the advisory committee to work together to create it? What was this relationship like with city staff and, you know, their technical expertise? And as citizens, y'all's vision for what you actually want downtown Lloydminster to be?
Well, I think from the city perspective, as well as working with consultants, there is maybe a framework to the plan, like sections that need to be kind of present in the final document. I think, you know, there was space for us as a committee to kind of share our experiences, our hopes, our dreams, some of our concerns as part of those discussions. I think one thing that was really enjoyable and would be something that I'd advocate not only as just part of a formal process like we were working through, but just for kind of neighborhoods, certainly downtowns or even other neighborhoods in the community, is kind of a neighborhood walk where you walk through, where you meet with other city staff or someone from council and just talk about kind of what you're seeing and why maybe that a concern that you have really weighs heavily on you. And those kind of, as well as opportunities to say, hey, this is a vacant lot. You know, I would really love for that to have some priority in being redeveloped. And so I think that's something I remember reading about having a case study or something, I think from the Netherlands, where that is kind of an opportunity even to maybe fix some stuff on the spot or kind of very in very short term have some things kind of be addressed. So that was a real fun part of the initial process, is taking a walk in our downtown. And I think you can learn, you know, people start telling a story like, hey, did you know how that mural came to be? Or did you know what used to be in this business? And those are all things that certainly connect me more to my community as well.
So I imagine the citizens are used to going on these walks and are excellent observers of their neighborhoods. Had city staff and the consultants done this in the neighborhood yet, or was this a new strategy for them to better understand downtown?
You know, I think that certainly for our consultants, it's a very common way. And I think for our city staff as well, that they had maybe even taken that exercise with the consultants before. You know, there is a lot of consensus about some of the common concerns, as well as some of the common maybe opportunities that people were expressing. So I feel like that it was a really good opportunity where people did feel comfortable saying, hey, this is what I see, but that it was actually really productive and just, you know, anytime you get more food on the street, I think it's a good exercise to go through.
Ben, I'd love to learn how much of the anecdotes and data that y'all collected going on these walks through downtown Lloydminster translated into the redevelopment plan. I know when I think about strong towns, Chuck says it all the time. Like, how do we make neighborhood investments? We get out of our office, we walk around the neighborhood, we observe where people struggle, we do the next small thing that we think can address that struggle, and then repeat. Y'all knocked out the first three parts. Did some of these observations translate into the redevelopment plan?
You know, it's I'm not sure I can 100% answer that question. You know, I think there were some things that keep coming up no matter kind of what stage we were in the conversation or within the actual planning of it. You know, I think some of the things that people really recognize is that there's a need for, you know, good public spaces to be included in the town, particularly public spaces that invite and engage families and children. And so that was one thing that kind of didn't go away throughout the whole process. You know, basic things like lighting and making sure that the sidewalk's in good repair. So that was really helpful for me to be able to see that other citizens are concerned with those kind of maybe basic maintenance issues, and that there was certainly a respect within this process that those kind of key, but maybe sometimes overlooked aspects of the public realm need to be addressed.
Yeah, that's excellent, Ben. You spoke earlier about using, you know, or considering using some strong towns language whenever you're sitting on the Citizen Advisory Committee, you know, thinking about incrementalism and taking more of a bottom-up approach to revitalizing downtown Lloydminster as opposed to top-down planning. What was it like discussing strong towns concepts around peers who, A, likely weren't familiar with strong towns, and more important, maybe weren't familiar with this kind of language when we talk about building places? What was that experience like?
You know, it's one of those things where there was a really neat exercise about, say, halfway through the process where we were given these kind of action cards. So the action card might say something like hire a downtown marketing and events coordinator, build a new civic community center. It could be a full range from little things like something to do with wayfinding all the way up to large infrastructure projects like a new library or new civic center, that sort of thing. And so each of these cards had a corresponding points based on how costly they would be to execute. And so that was one of the things where I was really pleased, whether it was for any, I don't know, I don't want to take credit necessarily for influencing this, because I think it was really fun just to see that at the end of the day, I think when people were given a constraint of, you can only, you know, choose a set of cards that equal up to 100, that kind of common sense won out. And even if some of us maybe, you know, I really like the idea of a new public library, but, and I hope that that is part of the future for our downtown. But at the end of the day, I really want to see as many of those little activities take place to kind of build momentum. And I saw that a lot of my co-committee members were also kind of gravitating towards that, is they said, you know what, we'd really like this, you know, new splash pad or outdoor event center. But at the end of the day, we see that we need to build some momentum. So we're going to go with the food trucks or the, you know, the murals or some of the different things that will hopefully activate the space. And in 2 or 3 years, as we've maybe built kind of some sense of momentum, then we can propose, say, a larger project that is more financially costly.
That's an excellent process, Ben. And you're exactly right. I mean, I think about, you know, the way I perceived downtown Denton before I joined Strongtowns. I'd been in other cities where, you know, I was really impressed with their food halls, you know, like their 5-story food halls. And I was like, I want that in Denton right now. Forget these food trucks. Like, give me the food hall. We didn't have food trucks at the time. Like, let's go just straight from an idea to spending millions of dollars in building this project. But no, we want to know if it would work. It's incredibly fragile. Let's start with the food trucks, get some local vendors involved, see how it works. And then who knows, maybe flash forward a few years, we'll have that small food hall, but we can be certain that it's an idea that's going to work in our community. And I'm really impressed that the redevelopment plan for Lloydminster took a similar process to choose which projects to pursue. That's awesome, Ben.
Yeah, it was really fun and it created great discussion. And, you know, I think that it allowed us to settle in on, I think, a few kind of key activations that we could agree on that may not be that expensive in the short term, but would get some momentum going for our downtown.
Could you give listeners an example of one of these cards that has, I forget how you phrased it, but the idea and the cost on the back? Am I phrasing that correctly? And if not,
yeah. So actually, this was one of the cool ones. Was that there was, I think there was one for a farmer's market, and that idea actually pulled really well with our broader community engagement as well when that idea was put forward. And the cool thing is that since even before this process started, one of our local nonprofits downtown has been using part of their space for a farmer's market on one afternoon and a Saturday. And so it's kind of interesting is that some of the things that we've maybe settled on as kind of, there's a bit of consensus to take place may already be happening by different actors within our community. And so it's maybe more a case of, hey, let's actually just do a little bit more intentional job of working together to support those things that are already taking place. So that was a really cool one.
And I love how seeing that figure associated with the idea doesn't automatically shut down the idea. Like, I know a strong touch, we talk a lot about do the math. If a project doesn't give a return on investment, it's probably not the best thing to pursue for your city. But in this example, it's like, okay, we understand that we don't want to spend X amount on this project. Instead of just throwing it out the window, how can we get creative? You know, to still be able to pursue something like this, but at a lower cost so we can pursue other ideas. That's really interesting, Ben.
Yeah, I think that will be, you know, that's one of the things that even before the final report has been released, I've been trying to communicate to people is that we can't look at this as a document that, oh, the city will just pursue these ideas, but that there needs to be at least some engagement from the general public or different, whether it's nonprofits or private business, to say, hey, you know, I feel strongly about, for me, I really love the idea of those kind of pop-up parks and parking spaces. And so maybe me as just an individual citizen, maybe I can recruit some friends and we can kind of do something, or we can partner maybe with a business who's doing a sidewalk sale. And so we can kind of create that without having to have, you know, permanent staff, a large marketing budget. So that's one of the things that I'm hoping will be part of the broader conversation as this plan gets released, is that some of these actions will require people just contributing wherever they can, whatever their time or talents allow for, to help move this project forward.
Ben, it reminds me of our last guest on It's the Little Things. We interviewed Regina Portillo. She's the executive director of a Laredo, Texas-based organization called City Makery. And what they're doing is so cool. So Flashback Laredo was creating their comprehensive plan, I think in 2012. And they noticed that they were getting a lot of public engagement. People are interested in this process. So what Regina decided to do was to create this organization that, after creating this comprehensive plan, City Makery would find citizens who had an idea that was aligned with the comprehensive plan, and then the city would help give them different resources to make those ideas a reality. Could you see something like that working in downtown Lloydminster? You create this redevelopment plan. Can we have some kind of liaison to pair residents' ideas that align with the plan to help make them happen?
Yeah, I think that's such a key element, is that sometimes I think if there's not enough structure or coordination, people can feel discouraged from even bringing forward their idea. So yeah, certainly that would be something that I will look into more and potentially suggest, because I do feel that we even already have quite a few business owners who, you know, not surprisingly, they care about the downtown. You know, sure, they want themselves and the businesses around them to be successful, and they're willing to, you know, they're already doing things. So how can we kind of not reinvent or say, all right, we have a plan now, get out of the way, but to work with them who are already involved to take things up another level.
Yeah, to make it a living document. Because I imagine, I know Regina supported this as well in Laredo, no matter where we are, whether it's in the United States, Canada, wherever we're at, there's no shortage of ideas. Like if we present a plan to citizens, I imagine, you know, the wheels are going to be turning about different ideas that they could try out to complement that plan. So really excited to see that happen in Laredo. And who knows, maybe we can go down to Lloydminster too.
Yeah, I think that you're so bang on in that there's a lot of creativity and a lot of good ideas out there. And I think that, you know, for me, I'm not necessarily someone who's going to paint a picture or sculpt sure something. But I do find, like, if I have some creative ideas, that's an avenue for me to contribute those to my community through this kind of volunteerism or this kind yes of project. It's another way for, I find it's, for me, it's another way to kind of, you know, cultivate that creative side of my life.
Sure. And Ben, despite not being an artist, I imagine you excel as someone who's actually on the ground in Lloydminster, being able to identify people in your community who can fill those voids. Maybe there is a nasty blank wall on a side street that could have a lot of promise. Ben, you're not gonna be the one with the ladder, maybe creating this mural. But I guarantee you that there's probably someone that you know in your life who could do a great job of making that happen.
You know, it's all kinds of different opportunities for our downtown. And you know, I think one of the things that I've seen in another community that I hope will be come to our community is as an opportunity for like very large trucks to kind of be on display, right? Like industrial. Yeah. And I think that's one thing that I don't know a lot about large trucks, but I definitely know people who are really kind of into, you know, mechanics, you know, vehicles and that sort of thing. And so I think that would be one kind of event that would go well in our community, that opportunity, you know, especially little kids. I remember helping out at this. We did a street festival earlier this summer, and the firefighters had their truck out, and it was just there for maybe 1 or 2 hours in the morning. And later in the day, this family was passing by and they were looking for the truck. And they were so disappointed when they realized that it had already kind of moved on or gone back to the fire hall. So I think, you know, that's one of those things where sometimes our downtowns can be they can be kind of a staging ground for some of these other activities to take place where we interact with something like a fire truck. And certainly that's one of those things where you can talk to the fire department and get them to contribute what they can, or, you know, one of the other potential construction companies or something like that.
Ben, that's the one time of year that we close our downtown to cars, when we bring out all of the antique cars and do a car show. So all the cars can park permanently for the day. And then we close it to all moving cars So I can imagine that working out well in Lloydminster too.
You know, as a cyclist, I just dream of the day when we have enough of a cycling community that people will want to show off their bicycles. And
yeah,
you know, it's not, we're not there yet as a community, but you know, maybe in 5 years.
It just starts with an idea. So Ben, we spoke a little bit before we started this recording, going back to the Citizen Advisory Committee for the Downtown Redevelopment Area Plan. You guys have been meeting since last September. I know you guys are coming towards the end. Where are you all at now in this process? Give listeners an idea of the work you guys have done so far and where you're at now.
Yeah, so the document compiles a lot of research that's been done and kind of like situational analysis, kind of where we are, some of our assets, some of our challenges, opportunities, as well as kind of where we want to go in terms of our vision. And so I think like any project, there's probably some naysayers out there who don't maybe have the same vision yet for the community. But I do think that there's a lot of hope and a lot of desire for our community to have a downtown that's, you know, community-wide. People have a lot of pride and enthusiasm for. And so within this document, we also have sections that speak to maybe some of the things that we might need policy-wise, could be some incentives or changes in city policy that might hopefully stimulate some activities to take place. But then there's also some sections that speak to what would be some things that would just be events or activities that need to take place. So maybe not necessarily an economic incentive, but having some coordination or coordinated marketing for it. Could be things like, how do we bring together people from, say, our sports and culture to create a bit more of a, say, a winter cities programming or winter city activities, given where we're located, that our long winter would, you know, it's an opportunity, hopefully, to celebrate our climate rather than complain about it. And additionally, we have a section in our document that addresses maybe what the public realm would ideally look like in terms of sunlight and sidewalks and signage and some of those attributes of our downtown. So there's a lot that is maybe more, from my perspective, it's more suggestive of, you know, this would ideally be what we're going for, but that there's a place for changes to happen over time. As well as, you know, there's flexibility in it to kind of, you know, meet the different conditions that our downtown may experience over, you know, the next 10, 15 years.
So Ben, looking back on this process, it's been about a year now. Would you recommend it? Did it feel good contributing to this plan? Any lessons learned that you'd like to share with listeners who may be interested in sitting on their own citizen advisory committee in their town?
You know, I think for me personally, it's been a good opportunity to connect with other people. You know, I would call myself an introvert. And so for sometimes, you know, you want to get involved in the business community or just networking with people. And you go to those kind of meet and greet type of things and you kind of feel, I feel like a fish out of water sometimes.
Sure.
So this was a really great way to kind of connect with other people, volunteer my time in a way that I felt like, hey, we're a team. We're working through this process together. You know, we're going to try to achieve a project that's going to bless our city.
Love it, Ben. Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. It's been an excellent time learning about, you know, what it's like to sit on a citizen advisory committee and, you know, work with different kinds of personalities and, of course, city staff, which will be a continual theme as people get more involved with local government. Ben, if anyone wants to connect with you, learn more about the great work you're doing, where can people connect with you online?
Well, I have a Twitter account, Strong Lloydminster, and that is mainly just me. We don't have a group yet. maybe in time, but that's probably the easiest way to find me. And certainly I'm try to be an active member of our Strong Town Slack.
Well, Ben, thank you. This has been an absolute joy, and we will chat very soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ben. Talk soon.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you're enjoying the content, please subscribe to It's the Little Things on iTunes, and we will chat next week. See ya.